To many of us, the bat is seen as an evil bloodsucker who attaches their jaws to human skin and drains the life out of you until you fall to the ground, pale and weak. We are going to take you to the Bat Conservation International to find out just how true that is. The largest concentration of mammals in the world is inside the Bracken Bat Cave, where you've got like 20 to 40 million bats in there. And Bat Conservation International is located about an hour and a half away from that. And they'll take you there where you can have all these bats fly directly over you. With us, Susan, who's the marketing director. How are you, Susan?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Thanks for giving us a few minutes today.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
To start off with the myth, what percentage of bats actually will suck the blood out of a human?
Well, thank you for asking that question. That is something that Bat Conservation International has fought for 20-some years, is to educate people that all bats are not vampire bats. So first of all, you need to understand there are 1,100 species of bats in the world. Of all those species, only 3 species will drink blood as food at all. 2 of those species only drink the blood of fowl. So that leaves only 1 species of 1,100 that actually would drink the blood of a human or any other mammal. And I should also state that they'd much prefer to have the blood of a nice succulent pig or a cow or something like that. They'll only go around humans if they're desperate or if you're trying to touch them or mess with them. And I should also say that there are no vampire bats living in North America. So you only find them in Central and South America. So those are, that dispels the myth of drinking all the blood. And, you know, more people die from rabies from dog bites throughout the world every year than they do from bat bites. Any animal, any wild animal can get rabies. So bats are a wild animal, but generally only 0.5% have rabies.
What kind of bats are in the Bracken Bat Cave that you guys take people to?
Well, Bat Conservation International protects Bracken Bat Cave, which is the home of the largest colony of mammals, about 40 million bats there at its peak, and they are Mexican free tails. The Mexican free tail is very important to protecting agricultural crops as they eat the cotton bollworm moth as well as the corn earworm moth. And the bats, the Mexican free tails here in Central Texas, save our farmers about $1.75 million a year in pesticides, which keeps all those pesticides and chemicals out of our air, our food, and most importantly, our water.
And can you explain a little bit about the experience you get when you go there? That is just mind-blowing. I don't know if anybody wants to. Do you guys have a video on your website? I know you can.
Oh, we sure do. We have a video on our website, and there are tons of videos that were put out by visitors on YouTube. So you can just go to YouTube and look for Bracken, or go to our website, go under Get Involved, find Visit a Bat Cave, and click on the Bracken.
It is one of the most amazing sights in all of the world when you see like 20 million bats plus kind of come out of that cave. Do you have people that stand right under them?
Well, what we do when you go to Bracken, Bat Conservation International members are the only people that can go to Bracken. So if you go to batcon.org, you can become a member. It's only $35. It allows you to take up to 4 people with you. So it's quite the deal. We take you back to the cave. It's about 2 miles off of the road. And the cave is down in a sinkhole in a gully, just the way the karst formation is there. And you sit at the top of the gully, and the bats come out, they circle in the gully about 3 times to gain enough speed to get out of there. So they're literally right in front of you. And when the pups are flying and that they're at their peak number in the cave, they will fly directly over you, or you can move to the other side of the sinkhole and they'll be flying right over you.
And these are just females that go down in the cave, is that right?
That's correct. Bracken Cave is particularly important because it's a maternity colony. So the females come back to the cave in from Mexico in about March, and they are already pregnant or soon get pregnant. And the cave is all females. The males go off and form bachelor colonies. And the females stick together, and they actually can coordinate the birth times of their babies together. The babies are born without fur, and they need to stay warm. So the mom holds on to its baby for about 3 or 4 days, gets to know its scent, and then they put all the babies together in a nursery in a separate part of the cave. They pack them in about 250 bats per square foot, and then the moms can go out and fly and feed and come back and nurse their young. And out of the 20 million moms and the 20 million bats, the moms manage to find their own baby and nurse their own baby.
And there has never been one time when you've had a visitor that's just been standing right by 20 million bats slam over them where they have just swooped down and swarmed one person and just ate them alive?
Never. In fact, the Mexican free-tails are among the most docile bats there are. We have one of our biologists that actually goes down near the mouth of the cave and catches a bat in a net nightly to show the children as part of the education. Now, I should say no one should do that because some bats could have rabies. But he catches a bat, he comes up, and he shows everyone. He pulls out the wing, the bat sits in his hand, and the bat pretty much just sits there, doesn't try to attack, doesn't try to get away. You know, they're surrounded by a group of 50 people looking at it, and we've never had one instance of a bite at Bracken. I should also say, here in Austin, we have the Congress Avenue Bridge, which is the world's largest urban colony. So we have 1 million bats right downtown, and when they moved into the bridge, the city, many of the people were petitioning to eradicate the bats, and the founder of Bat Conservation International fought hard to prevent the bats from being eradicated, and now it's a huge tourist attraction. It attracts about $8 million worth of tourism dollars to the city of Austin every year. There are boat cruises that go under it, and this is a bridge that's a main road here in Austin, and no one's ever been attacked by one of those bats either. So if you can imagine having bats in a fairly urban area and not having any attacks, well then, you know, it's quite unlikely.
I'm literally trying everything I can to make bats look scary, and you're not making that very easy. It sounds like
they're really not scary. They're really beneficial, and they're very smart animals. They're very clean. They groom themselves like cats. Once you start learning about them, you can really fall in love. They're just like any other furry animal.
One thing I was reading about them, I found this kind of interesting and kind of researching this, is that they are having some kind of a problem right now. Bats out east, there's been like 1 million that have died off, and they've got some kind of disease.
Yeah, that's correct. It's called white nose syndrome, and it is just devastating. Many biologists are describing it as the most precipitous decline of North American wildlife in the past century. Really big fear of extinction. It was found 4 years ago in a cave, two caves in New York State, and since then it has spread from Vermont all the way down to Virginia and West Virginia. It has affected 9 states, and it has affected 3 species, including the Indiana bat, which is a federally endangered species, which Bat Conservation International has been working for years to protect. And now, last year, the disease spread 450 miles in one winter, so it is spreading very fast, and it's encroaching upon the Virginia big-eared bat habitat as well as the gray bat habitat that are also endangered.
Interesting. We're also talking to somebody about the Tasmanian devil, and they've got some kind of cancer that are attacking their face, and if they don't quarantine a certain amount of them, they're saying possibly the entire species may die out.
Yeah, that's what we are really afraid of, and the federal government has granted some funding to the Smithsonian Zoo to take a few hundred of the Virginia big-eared bats into captivity so that if the population, which is only 1,500 at this point, becomes extinct, we'll have a backup population that once the disease is cured, we can release them back into the wild. And this, like the Tasmanian devil, is also, it's not a cancer, but it's a fungus. It grows on the face of the bats. It's very sad. I've seen pictures of bats that you can't see their eyes or their nose or their mouth because it's just covered in this white fungus. And then we're not even sure if the fungus is the cause of the disease or just a symptom.
Wow. Well, definitely interesting stuff. Again, we've been talking with Susan from the Bat Conservation International, which is in Austin, and I do recommend hitting their website. I wrote that down here, batcon.org. And if you can, Google something that says Bracken Bat Cave video. It is quite a sight to see all these little bats flying out of the cave there. We do thank you a lot for your time, Susan.
Thank you for having me.